Well, it was a great night for Virginia. I was able to walk out as soon as she got the magic number and announced that we have nominated the first female nominee of a major political party in the history of our country. So I was honored to be able to go out and do that. But, you know, I've known Hillary for 36 years. We've been great friends. We've vacationed together. And to see your good friend become the first female nominee of a major party really is a lot of history. And then, of course, to have Tim Kaine, our junior senator, become the vice presidential nominee, it's as good as it gets. I'm skipping down the street right now.
Well, Governor, let's get to that email hack that may not have you and a lot of other Democrats skipping. I mean, you guys are the big tent party. Everyone is welcome, you say. Some of the content of those emails, homophobic language, an African-American assistant's name made fun of, and of course, a lot of people talking about the perceived favoritism toward Hillary Clinton and against Bernie Sanders. Isn't this a terrible look, and how do you deal with it?
Well, we dealt with it. The chair of the National Party has resigned. I was very early saying that staff need to be fired for it. Anyone who took part in it. Listen, I chaired the National Party when I was the chairman. We had to be neutral to anybody, and if anyone on your staff was trying to benefit a specific candidate, they shouldn't be working there. So Debbie resigned. It was the right thing to do, and hopefully some of the other folks who were involved in writing that kind of stuff should be fired. But that was yesterday. Now we're all unified together. Senator Sanders and all of his supporters yesterday, they were on the floor making their voices known, which they should have. It was a long, tough campaign fight. But when Michelle Obama spoke last night and brought everybody together, and Senator Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, today is now a unified party. And in fact, Bernie did acclamation to make her the nominee of the party. So we're going forward as a unified. We're running against Donald Trump.
Speaking of Donald Trump, he is certainly the target at your convention. But would you concede that he's tapped into a kind of energy that Hillary Clinton is going to have to need to dig into and find some wiggle room there as well?
Well, I mean, he's tapped into something, but I'll be honest with you, the energy that he's tapped into, I mean, their convention last week was insults. You know, I've been doing this all, this is my 10th convention. I have never seen in all my years, like 4 days of tearing down insults, tearing down candidates, and tearing down America. I mean, America's in demise, they're in decline, China's beating us. We're the greatest nation on earth. I don't buy any of this, and nor do any other Americans. So we're going to come out with a hopeful message here, bringing folks together. There is an issue, obviously wage stagnation. We need to deal with that issue. We need to fight for the middle class. And that's what Hillary's going to do, and that's what Tim Kaine's going to do. So that's what they want to hear from us. But, I mean, 4 days of hurling insults at people is not how you motivate a base to come out. You're going to have a certain percentage that are angry, and I think that's who Donald Trump is appealing to, angry folks.